drasha for Seder Ekev. The mitzvah that we will discuss is the Ahavtim Esager. One has to love the convert. To get a good perspective on how to view converts, I will quote a responsa of the Rambam that he wrote to a Muslim who converted to Judaism, and he was learning with his Rebbe, and the question came up whether Islam was idolatry or not, and the convert said, based on his knowledge, Islam was not idolatry, and the Rebbe maintained that it was, and the Rebbe got angry at this convert and insulted him, called him a fool, and the convert turns to the Rambam to find out what his opinion is. The Rambam, in answering him that he was correct, that Islam is not idolatry, adds the following. That which your Rebbe answered you improperly, they had sikha, and he made you feel bad. They had chiska, and he angered you. The karach oksil, and he called you a fool. Aveira gedola biyodo, he has a very big sin. The chet gadol chata. The karov the einai shishogeku. The Rambam says, I give him the benefit of the doubt. He probably did it unintentionally. The royal levakish mechila afopishata talmido, and he should ask your forgiveness, even though you are his students. The Acharkach Yotzum v'Yispalel, and after that he should fast and daven v'Yikana and subdue himself. Ulay Yischaper lo v'Yimchalo v'Kel Yisparach. Maybe God will also forgive him. The Chishikor Hoya, was he drunk? Lo Yoda shebishlosh shebishisha makomos yizira ator lager. Did he not know that in 36 places the Torah commands us to take care of and be careful of the feelings of the convert? La ayet var Torah v'ger lo soma. What did he do with the Torah commandment that one is not allowed to hurt the feelings of a convert? Dehi onas dvorin ilu omar hua emes vayisa atoa hayalola hasbro lechopon ladabro lecharakos. Even if he was right and you were the one who was mistaken, he should have explained it to you softly and guided you properly. Koshkin shomarta emes vatoa, surely where you said the truth and he was the one who was mistaken. The Oshet said, Dorish Achara Yishmaelin, he is investigating whether the Arabs in Himov de Abu Zorim Lab, if they are idol worshippers or not, he should have been more concerned about the anger that he was angry and lost his temper against you and insulted a Ger Tzedek improperly. Anyone who loses his temper is considered like an idol worshipper. You should know that the responsibility the Torah gave us concerning Gerim is great. For a father and mother, we have to honor and respect. And on the prophets, we have to obey them. It's possible that a person will honor and respect and listen to a person who doesn't love. However, when it comes to Gerim, we have to love them, great love, which is in the heart. Love the Ger, the same terminology the Torah uses for loving God. God himself loves converts. God loves the Ger to give him bread and clothing. The Zeshakar Lachoksil, and that which he called you a fool, Tema Gedolahi, that is a tremendous wonder. Adam Shiniach Ovi V'Imo Mokom Olanito Malchus Amo, the Adam and the Tuya, someone who left his father and mother and his birthplace and the government who are now in charge, V'Haven V'Ein Libo, and he understood in his mind, Uba V'Nidba B'Uma Zushi Ayom L'Mitav Goy, and he came and joined the nation, which today is an abomination of all nations. Eved Moshlimbo, slaves rule over us. The Hikar, the Yodash, the Dosim, Das Emes, the Tzedek, and someone who recognized that the religion, our religion, is the true one and the righteous one. The Haven Darki Israeli understood the ways of the Jewish people. The Hikar Akov, the Rodavach Rashem, the Ogre Viderach HaKodesh, and he ran after God and went in the way of holiness. The Nichmas Tachaskanti Ashkinan came to be under the wings of God's presence, that is Abik Ba'afar Ragli Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, and to sit in the dust of the feet of Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shokoh HaNadim, the head of all prophets, the Chofetz Mitzvoslav, someone who wanted God's commandments, the Nisol Libo Lekorva Le'or Ba'or HaChayim, whose heart drove him to come and bask in the light of life, and to reach the heights of the angels, and to have the pleasure in the pleasure of the righteous, and he threw away this temporal world from his heart, and didn't follow false things. Someone of this level should be called a fool. Chalila l'cho, God forbid. Loksil kor Hashem shimcha. God does not call you a fool. Elamaskil, you are wise upikeyach, and mavin, and understanding, v'holech nechokos, and walking in the right way. Talmido shel Avrom Avinu shiniach avosav u'molareto v'notach re'ashem. You are a student of Avrom Avinu, who also left his parents and his birthplace and walked after God. And he who blessed Avram should, and gave him his reward in this world and the next, God should give you also your reward in this world and the next. You should have long life until you yourself teach Torah to God's people. God should merit you to see all of the comforts he will bring in the future to the Jewish people. All the good that God will do with us, he'll do it also for you, because God spoke goodly about the Jewish people. So we see from the Rambam how, with what kind of respect one must look at converts. This seems to counter but the rabbis say, kosher gerim liyisrael kisapachas, that gerim, converts, are as difficult for the Jewish people like leprosy. So the way of understanding that is the following. If we're talking about righteous, proper converts, then one idea which Rav Avrom Ger says is that since gerim are usually more careful about mitzvahs and do them in a much more proper way than even born Jews, it is a tremendous castigation of the Jewish people that look how gerim serve God and we don't measure up to what they do. So kosher gerim Israel, it's difficult against the Jewish people, kisapachas. And the idea of sapachas, of leprosy, is that leprosy is there to be ma'orer a person to tshuva. And to make him make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, to make him have a little introspection and better his ways. So therefore, maybe what it means is not that it's difficult, gerim are difficult to the Jewish people, but kosher means it's as strong as sapachas, just like sapachas is a strong means of getting a person to do tshuva and to better his ways, so too gerim, by studying how they fulfill the mitzvahs with great enthusiasm and great carefulness, that is as strong as a motivation as leprosy to make one do tshuva and to better his ways. Another idea is that it's difficult for the Jewish people to deal with gerim properly, since there are 36 mitzvahs that deal with how to deal with a gerim. That's another idea of kosher gerim Yisrael. Another idea, and therefore it's kesapachas, because since they are, sapachas means something that is secondary, that is attached. And since the gerim are not born Jews, they're attached to the Jewish people, it's hard to treat them properly. If we're talking about gerim that are improper gerim, then it means more simply that just like the leprosy is dead skin that is in part of a living body, so too gerim who attach themselves to the Jewish people improperly and are not really gerim, they just look like gerim, so they're like dead skin attached to the living body of the Jewish people. I once had a woman call me and say that she wanted to know how much it cost to convert. So I said, it doesn't cost anything, but it's a long process, and we have to be sure that you really mean this L'shem Shamayim, that you want to convert for the right reasons and will be able to be a proper convert. She said, no, I got to convert by tonight. I'm getting married to a Jewish person. So I said, well, that's impossible. We don't convert for marriage, and nobody's going to convert you by tonight. She said, well, Rabbi Emmett told me that he can convert me in an hour for $500. Now, this Rabbi Emmet was a Reform rabbi who once made a marriage for two circus performers from Barnum and Bailey Circus, and he used elephants as the witnesses. He had an ad in the paper that he would marry anybody to anyone to anything, Jewish, non-Jewish, with a priest, without a priest, animals, people, men to men, women to women. This was this Reform rabbi. So I told her, I said, well, Rabbi Emmet's conversion is worthless. It's not even recognized in Israel, not recognized by anyone who is observant, and basically he's masquerading you as a Jew. So I'll make you a deal. I'll sell you a mask with a long nose so you look Jewish for $250, half price. Are you interested? She said, I got to get converted by tonight, and she hung up. Just to give you an idea of what kind of conversions Reform rabbis can make, not even a masquerade of a conversion. I once had a woman come, she had converted Reform, and she learned that there was more to Judaism than Reform. She wanted to have an actual religious, halachic conversion. So she described for me what her original conversion was. The rabbi gave her a small pamphlet that spoke about social justice and some commandments of Judaism, which was about 3 or 4 pages long. And she told her to study it and to come back in a week. A week later she came back, he gave her a test, probably multiple choice on the booklet, and she passed. He said, okay, now you can be converted. So he took her into the temple, opened the ark, took out a sacred Torah, put a talus on her and a talus on him. He said, repeat after me, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And she repeated it, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And he gave her a big kiss, and he said, okay, now you're Jewish. So this is Reform conversion. And now so that's kind of converts. Those kind of converts are like dead skin amongst the Jewish people, and they are very, very difficult and very negative to the Jewish people. The Gemara says, Lo higlo Yisrael bein hagoyim el letzarif gev lahem gerim, that the Jewish people were put into exile. One of the reasons is to gather converts to us. Now some say, the Tzaris Yisrael, that's not talking about righteous converts, talking about converts that will keep the 7 mitzvahs of Noah. But others say that it means righteous converts, that there are those amongst the nations of the world that should convert, and their neshamas are already predisposed to conversion to the point where the Gemara in Yevamah says the converts are sometimes punished because they waited too long to convert. So it's obvious that their neshamas are predisposed to conversion, so says the Chidah. And the Vilna Gaon says that a convert can ask for full reward because a regular born Jew whose ancestors were in Egypt owes God something. So if he keeps the mitzvahs, he can't ask for full reward. But the convert whose ancestors were not in Egypt, God owes God nothing and therefore can demand full reward for his mitzvahs. A convert can even say, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, because his ancestors were also Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, because Avraham, Av Hamon Goyim, Avraham was the father of all nations, all those who would want to come and join the Jewish people. And a convert who converts is like a newborn person, gets a Jewish neshama. The Graf Patotsky, the Avraham ben Avraham, famous Ger Tzedek in the time of the Vilna Gaon, says that all those Jews who wanted to receive, who didn't want to receive the Torah, but went along with the crowd, eventually their descendants become mumrim, and they leave the Jewish people, and all those Goyim who wanted the Torah, but were outvoted by their compatriots, eventually from their descendants come a Gerei Tzedek. Some daughters of a convert that I had converted, and their classmates were making fun of them, that they're not really Jewish. The mother wasn't really Jewish. So the mother asked me to speak to the girls, and I told them, I said, you know, regular Jews only know they're Jews because they assume that since their parents were Jewish, that their parents were Jewish all the way back. We don't know for sure, but we have a chazaka, cheskes kashrus. It's a chazaka, it's a halacha. But you, I know for sure that you're Jewish because I made your mother Jewish. So you don't have to rely on halachas of chazaka. You're for sure Jewish. That made them feel good. Or the Maisa with Rav Shach, similar situation. A convert who was being taunted by her classmates came to Rav Shach, and Rav Shach said, "Do you know who I am?" She said, "Yes, you're Rabbi Shach." He said, "You know I'm a very great rabbi?" She said, "Yes." He said, "You also know that I'm a ger too?" And she was amazed. Rabbi Shach is also a ger. And when she left, really feeling uplifted, someone asked Rav Shach what he meant. He said, "The Torah says, ki gerim ha'yisim the Eretz Mitzrayim. After Mitzrayim, you should love the ger because you also were gerim. So I'm also a ger. I also come from gerim." The Torah commands us to love the ger, to feel an affinity with him, because he chose voluntarily what we are responsible to do by birth. Some of the halachas of conversion says that when a person comes to convert, you push him away three times. That doesn't mean we just say, okay, I discourage you, discourage you, discourage you, and then you get on with the gerus. What I think it means is that from three different angles, you try to discourage this person from converting. The first angle is there's no real purpose to convert, because if a person wants to serve God, they can do so by keeping the seven mitzvahs of Noah. They don't have to become Jewish to serve God. Second kind of discouragement is that it's very difficult to keep all the mitzvahs. They're very, very difficult things to do, and if you're not responsible for it, why would you want to accept that extra responsibility? And the third is that it's going to be present to you social problems, family problems, parnasa problems to be Jewish. Maybe you're, the way you live, you're going to have to move, have to lose your job, and so on. So from three different aspects, we try to discourage the convert from converting. Another thing is that we should make sure that the convert is stable and sane. We have enough instable, insane, born Jews. We don't need to add more people. And also you should find out why they want to convert, because maybe the reasons are not good reasons. Once I had a woman come to me, and she said she wants to convert, and I asked her what religion she was. She said Catholic. I said, "Why are you dissatisfied with Catholicism? Why do you want to be Jewish?" She said, "Because there's certain things about Catholicism I just can't swallow. Things that I can't believe in." So I asked her what, thinking that she's going to tell me maybe a virgin birth or that man can be God. She said, "Well, for instance, like the splitting of the Red Sea." I said, "I hate to tell you this, but we were the ones who went through the Red Sea." She said, "You guys believe in that too?" I said, "Yes, sort of the Muslims, sort of the Christians, so forget about those religions." Also, the conversion has to be l'shem shamayim, not for ulterior motives, especially not for marriage. However, if the Beis Din sees that the convert really is sincere and really wants to convert and will convert properly, and however, there is marriage also in the picture, then under certain circumstances the Beis Din is allowed to convert, knowing that there's a marriage, as long as they're convinced that the ger is really sincere and will be a proper ger. There are situations where we don't discourage a person from converting. If they've already converted in an improper way and considered themselves Jewish, or there are doubts, or they are married, then it's impossible to break up the marriage. Then, under those circumstances, we encourage the conversion to alleviate the worst situation of someone thinking they're Jewish and the ramifications of Yichus in the future of other Jews considering them Jewish, or in the to take away the prohibitions that exist anyway. The main thing of Geirus is Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, that the potential convert has to accept upon himself or herself all of the mitzvahs without any reservation. We tell him or her some of the mitzvahs, the more serious ones, the lighter ones, tzedakah, bein arum lechadero, bein arum lemakom, mitzvahs between man and God, but obviously we can't tell them everything, so we tell them that there's a lot more and they have to learn, and whatever they will learn, whatever they will be taught, they have to accept. If the ger does not accept everything, even one thing they say they're not willing to accept, then there's no gerus at all. If the ger says they're going to keep everything, And yet we know for sure that that is just an empty promise, that in his heart the person really means nothing and does not accepting anything. Then there are those that say that since verbally he committed himself, then that's what counts, and what's in his heart is Dvorim Shebalev, words in the heart don't count. Most poskim disagree with that and say that if it's obvious what the words of the heart are, that's called Dvorim Shebalibo Velev Kol Adam, something that is obvious that that's what the person is thinking, then that out overrules what he says with his mouth, and therefore someone we know that has no intention of ever keeping the mitzvahs is in a situation where it's impossible for him to keep the mitzvahs based on his circumstances, even though he declares he's going to, probably is no declaration at all, and therefore that geirus is not a good geirus. For a man, he has to go through circumcision, bris milah. If he is already circumcised, then he has to have hatzatas tamriz, to take a little blood from that place. And a man and woman have to go through a tevila, a immersion in a mikvah, and all of this has to be done in front of a beis din, three people who are fit to be dayanim, fit to be judges on a beis din, lechatchila. If part of it, if any one of the three things was not done in front of a beis din, in certain cases the geirus will still be a geirus, certain cases not. The beis din must see the tevila, must see the mila, and must hear the declaration of accepting the mitzvahs. When it comes to a woman, either the woman immerses herself in a loose-fitting robe, or they put a cover of plastic over the top of the mikvah with a hole for the woman's head. Those are usually the ways that the beis din is able to see the woman immerse herself and still fulfill the requirements of modesty. After the person converts, we give them a new name, and we also tell them that what we told them before, that there's no need to convert and to be Jewish, one can serve God with seven mitzvahs, we tell them that's true, but being a Jew and keeping 613 mitzvahs is on a much, much higher plane. A child that's either his parents bring him to convert or he's being adopted, the adopted parents bring him to convert, so if we are sure that the parents are going to bring up this child to be a Torah observant person, then we convert the child. However, when he or she becomes 13 or 12, they have the right to reject this conversion, and then they're not Jewish, and if they don't reject it and they continue living a life of Judaism, even for a second, then they have no recourse after that, and they remain Jews forever. We should learn from Geirin to instill in ourselves a greater appreciation and enthusiasm for Torah, to love them because they chose what we are responsible for, and when all the Geirin will join the Jewish people, then we'll be able to leave the Golus with Dias Mashiach Tzitkenu B'Mehera V'Yameinu.